thinking, I thought they're people, did you say in the books, they have lots of, they're pretty wise.
One of the things I've heard that refer to now through the years is when people retire, move into a little cottage with a white picket fence.
It's far from that now, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, my granddad, my daddy bought my granddad a jacket from the club, for a last year. And we went back on the back side of it, that farm, right after he bought it. And he had that kind of fence like this.
Rail.
Yes,
well, that's what I think. He's talking about the old.
He's just got a lot of on top of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm
saying that.
Yeah.
Now, the back, I can't really remember back when there was a tremendous lot of those. There was a few still around. Now, that was about the only kind of fence that they had.
Well, it's not the spot to get out of. I mean,
could.
It wasn't very high.
Well, it depends on how bad your stop water where you get out of, how high you had to build it.
Well, it looked like to me it would be easy to build, and I guess you know that
it takes
a while to
fix
those rails where
they
are.
There was a lot of those back in this part of the country, and now there again, this is all hearsay. There used to be a lot of chestnut trees, which was one of the, I guess, is good if not one of the best types of wood that there was before it's lasting. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, they didn't decay and rot for years and years, and they would split easy. It resembled somewhat the California redwoods. It was straight grain, but there was a blight of some type came through how many years ago that's been, and just about killed all the chestnut trees.
I don't remember
what
chestnut
was. Well, that's what those old time, the rail that you'll still see some of them around are chestnut rails. This was, I guess, was the best type of rail it was for building fence. It was chestnut.
I don't remember what kind of thing. I didn't even remember it. Didn't think about asking what kind it was. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you know, big holes for...
Oh.
And what would you call a fence? A wall that's made of loose stone or rock.
Rock fence.
That's it. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in a nest for food?
Nest egg.
And, have you ever heard of China egg?
No.
I remember seeing them though.
Oh, yeah, I remember back years ago, my mother buying some of them those nest eggs sometimes.
Well, it doesn't
taste
like to me
when
they, you know,
sit down
on
that bed,
they so cozy.
I don't know. I've never really known why. Because I've never bothered that much to try to learn about the chicken.
What would you carry water in?
This is probably from some of these other
things.
Keg.
Would you call it the same thing carry milk in?
I don't really know. A pail, I guess, what you're referring to.
Sometimes people distinguish between, like, it's a milk pail and a water bucket, or, you know.
Yeah.
Distinguish